Councillor Winfield.
Thank you, Madam Chair. First of all, congratulations on the new plan, but I'm a bit baffled on the difference between strategic and smaller urban settlements. Only some of the smaller urban settlements on page 60 have train stations, high schools, some have two shopping centres, theatres. Therefore, I'm at a loss why Aldermanbury is not a smaller settlement, because we have none of these. Could someone explain it, please? Thank you.
Councillor Parsons.
Getting old. Thank you very much, Madam Chair. Firstly, I'd like to say that I appreciate that there's a need for a local plan. It provides sustainability, stability and security for development and growth within the district. And fully support the importance of gaining the opinion of the local public and other interested parties. So I'd like to make that clear. I also would like to commend the hard work of both the officers and the councillors in putting this document together. I must admit I didn't understand all of the wording quite as it was read, but I understood the sentiment enough to comment on. However, and obviously I agree with Councillor Stock that you may not agree with every single little detail and every single word, but you know it is right that it goes to public consultation. However, unfortunately, there are some fundamental items in the local plan that I have concern with, and as a result, would like some clarification on, if possible. No doubt others will focus on the issue of where houses go and such like. I'm not really interested in that. I'm more interested in the more general concerns. So going to start off with the housing requirement, if I may. And all of the statistics I use has been gained from Nomis Web, which I think has been redirected from Tendring District Council website. So the local plan looks at housing requirement over a 20-year period, even though we're 3 years into it, and states that the population of Tendring from the 2011 census figures is expected to rise by 14.4%. The basis of my first concern is that the period 20 years previous, the 1991 to 2011 period, only saw an increase in population of 8.8%. This equates to approximately 610 people moving to the district per annum. The report compiled for the local plan committee meeting held on the 12th of April 2016 shows a housing development target of between 550 and 600 dwellings per year, including the shortfall from the development from the 2 years previous. That makes approximately 586 and 642 dwellings. That's obviously assuming that the shortfall is equated parallel across the remaining years. That also gives a mid-range of 614 dwellings per annum. My first concern is, my view is that the housing targets are grossly excessive. Considering the data for the past 20 years, is it a serious possibility that the fluctuation in people coming to live in Tendring will be as big as 7,733 people, especially considering the result of the referendum, which will undoubtedly have an impact on London overspill coming into the district? My second point is on business and jobs growth. During the years 2010 to 2015, during that six-year period, an increase in enterprises to the district was seen of 5.2%, which equates to 36.7 enterprises per year. An increase of local units to Tendring of 2.8%, which equates to 23.3 local units per year. Obviously, that's quite a significant increase in businesses coming to Tendring, which is very good to see. But unfortunately, that's only resulted in job density increase for the same period of only 3.33% per person. In total. That equates to 0.0013 jobs per person per year. So my second concern is that the local plan states that its strategic objective is to provide a balance of jobs that will promote sustainable growth, yet I have not noticed any structured indication of how the local plan will set to attract businesses to the district, given the figures of, that I've just highlighted, suggesting that a high input of enterprise and local units produces low job density. How does the local plan identify how it will offset that particular problem? I'm going to have to skip over the next two bits and go to the conclusion looking at the time. Unfortunately, the plan, the local plan consultation document suggests a very broad brush approach to the development and growth of tendering, with a lot of wording but not much substance. We do not want a public consultation document that promises a garden of roses and delivers a garden of nettles. I will be voting against this motion because I think the people of Tendring deserve the hard facts about what this council plans
Councillor
to do.
Councillor Parsons, I'm sorry, I need you to wind up. Thank you.
Yeah, no, I'm done. Thank you.
Councillor Stevenson.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Can I thank all the councillors for their very warm reception for my marriage? It was very much appreciated. I was just going to say that the local plan, in my opinion, has stalled for so long that speculative development has taken over our district. And I don't agree with some of this plan, but I do think it's time that we now give the residents a chance to have their say. And I hope that the planning department and the local plan committee take seriously the comments of the residents, which I don't seem to see often. And after all, they are the people we represent. And that's all I wanted to say on the matter.
Thank you. Councillor Culver.
Thank you. Thank you, Chair. Actually, I was about to say a lot of what has just been said, so I'll skip that bit. Quite frankly, we need to move this forward. Members and officers have worked very hard to get to this point. The leader has said it is not set in stone. We need control of our planning policy back. It needs to be the Tendring District Council that determines our policy, not the developers, as a result of lack of policy. By putting this out to consultation, we are moving it forward, and we should be supporting the move to put it out to consultation. Thank you, Chair.